Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
One lesson that wise travelers learn is that you can't take it all with you. You can usually spot the first-time traveler. That's the person with the large, bulging suitcase held together with a piece of rope or gray tape. The overweight traveler is also apt to get a shock when he or she finds out the cost of overweight luggage. Whereas airlines used to be rather traveler-friendly, more likely than not, they're struggling with financial survival and personnel is under stress, just as you are. It isn't that the person behind the counter doesn't like you. He or she is just trying to keep his job and please his boss at the same time. As a veteran traveler, I've learned some important lessons over the years. Perhaps you can learn from my personal experience. Let's get started. If you're going to travel, I have three important suggestions. First, travel light. This means get rid of that old heavy Samsonite suitcase, trade it in for a lightweight one. Getting nailed at the airport for overweight luggage often costs more than buying a lighter, even smaller suitcase. Traveling light is important not only when you fly, but it's equally important in how you live, too. Lots of people carry a tremendous load of unnecessary baggage. Long ago, the psalmist said, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you." That's something you need to do. The Hebrew word that we translate cares includes a host of ideas and thoughts, burdens, worries, concerns over your health, your wealth, and your future. "What's in your box?" I'm occasionally asked when I check in at the airport. That bulky XX baggage that people carry in life may be memories that burn, resentment or anger towards somebody who's hurt you, a deep-seated fear that something may happen to you because what you fear took down your mother or father. My friend John Colombe takes groups to Israel, and before they board a little boat on Galilee, John tells them, "Find a stone that is equal to the burden that you're carrying right now and bring it on board with you." On Galilee, they cut the engine of the little craft, and John tells them, "Look, Peter, who fished here, said we are to cast our burdens on the Lord." And in the stillness of the moment, one by one, individuals drop their rocks into Galilee, symbolically turning them over to the Lord. Get rid of your excess baggage and take refuge in the Lord. Next, travel right. Over the years, I've developed a rule of thumb. When in doubt, leave it out. Of course, there are certain essentials you'll look funny, feel funny, or act funny without. So don't trust your memory. Short pencils better than a long memory, especially if you have to pack in a hurry or are stressed out with details that make you forget essentials. Make a standard list of absolute must-have essentials. That ensures that what you really need gets packed. But remember, you don't need as much as you think you do. Generally, you're seeing people who won't remember what you wore, so forget about taking a change for every day you're gone. Finally, travel cool. When your flight is delayed, your luggage gets lost, or you have a seatmate who talks your head off, keep your cool. When you get stressed out and get in somebody's face, everybody loses. Airline personnel have limited abilities to change some things, but you'll get more when you smile, are nice, and talk without raising your voice. It's the best way to fly and to get where you want to go. You may not get to your destination sooner, but you will feel better, look better, and be far more relaxed when you arrive and you can get off the plane with a smile.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.